The reading for today comes at a crucial midpoint of Holy Week as we accompany Jesus to the crucifixion. On this evening, Jesus and his disciples, his very close and intimate friends and followers, are gathered together in an upper room to celebrate the Passover. Now, his disciples had followed Jesus wherever he went. They had spent all their time together. He had revealed God to them. He had showed them things that they had never seen before. Water turned to wine. A crippled man got up and walked. A blind man was made to see. A dead man came back to life. So much, so much. They had become part of each other's lives. They believed and trusted Jesus. It was really the perfect combination of friendship, of love, and intimacy. For these are the ways of God, and they show his presence in and among us. But tonight's supper is not only one of friendship, love, and intimacy, but it's also of betrayal. For love and intimacy are so often the ground which betrays, which betrayals can take place. For sure, we can only betray those who have given him or herself in love into our hands and life. And authentic love, of course, always risks betrayal. Jesus, through his love for all mankind, made his own betrayal possible, not only by his disciples, but in all times and in all places, even here, now, by us, by you and me. In giving Judas the bread that had been dipped in the bowl, Jesus actually gave himself over to Judas. And by this simple act, Jesus made himself betrayable. The truth, of course, as his disciples, we are all being given the bread of Jesus' life. And the truth is that we too can become Jesus' betrayers. But that night, in the upper room, it was Judas. At the cross, it will be Peter. A different time, a different place, different circumstances, it will be somebody else. And you know, Judas is not so much the culprit as he is the mirror of our betrayals. And it's not simply Jesus and his love that we betray, we actually betray ourselves. We too hand ourselves over to the night, betraying our life to death. We turn away from the light and the source of our life. Judas will go out into the night. But the question the disciples asked each other remains, Lord, who is it? Who is it? Who is betraying you? And of course, the question remains unanswered. Tomorrow, a rooster will crow and Peter will deny. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and on into eternity. The same question will be asked. It is our question too. Lord, who is your betrayer? Lord, who is it? And Jesus' answer to the question was, it is the one with whom I have spent time, to whom I have given bread and drink. It is the one whom I love and to whom I have given myself. Is that me? Is that you? But of course, the great hope, Jesus, his plea from the cross, apply to Judas and to you and to me. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. very thought-provoking as we come this week into the Lord's presence again. And we remember our lives in the setting. Bless you for those words, and we take those to heart. Amen.